Well, Pinkies, I guess it's time for me to report on what's been going on around the castle and the Pink Wheel Nuts garage and all those other things. Lots been going on. I tell you one thing, we've had a lot of breakdowns here around the Pink Wheel Nuts garage. I just feel like I've been working on vehicles. Now, this, let me get rolling here, and then I will tell you all about it. Now, I'm going to tell you firstly about some frustration that I've experienced today, which involves motorcycle shops and waitresses. All right, so let's just back up a little bit. Firstly, let me tell you that I was out today getting my hair cut by DJ David J. So I had a lovely haircut. I've not been pleased with my hair, not because of anything that DJ David J has done, because he really only operates on my express consent. So anyway, whatever. My hair has I've not been very pleased with my hair these last few weeks. So I came back to DJ David J and he gave me a nice haircut, a good haircut. We're starting over from zero here. So that's where, this is the whole reason that I'm out and about. I've been let out of my cage so that I can go and get my hair cut. So that is not part of the frustration that I've experienced today. I will tell you about that now. System ready. All right. So Mr. Anderson's scooter has broken down. And so I ordered some parts from a parts store. And of course, now they're supposed to be ready. I go to the website. I look at the hours of business for this for this motorcycle shop. Oh yeah, we're open Monday to Friday, 6 days a week, whatever it is. Saturday, I guess, Monday to Saturday. So perfect, I say. The motorcycle shop is close to DJ David J's haircut. I'll just organize this whole thing. So I'll go get a haircut. And then I will zip on over to the motorcycle shop, which is just, you know, really close by to DJ David J. Pick up my parts and go home and fix Mr. Anderson's scooter. I'll get into it in a bit about what's wrong with his scooter. Well, wouldn't you know it, that the bloody motorcycle shop is closed on Mondays. I went to all this effort to organize a haircut, get this timing all down, just tickety-boo. A new word you've learned. And the motorcycle shop is closed. So now I got to come all the way downtown again at some point in the future, probably tomorrow, to get these bloody parts so that I can fix Mr. Anderson's scooter. I'm not impressed. So the website is out of date. I show up at the motorcycle shop. The doors are dark. Everything's black. Everything's locked up tighter than a drum. And I guess I'm not getting the motorcycle parts that I was hoping for. So that's frustration number one. Frustration number two, every time that I get my hair cut, I like to treat myself to a really nice lunch. I go out, I have a nice quote-unquote light meal with a couple of bottles of German beer, and usually the wait staff is just super duper terrific at this place that I like to go to, once again in DJ David J's neighborhood. But today I guess because it's a Monday, I get the dud waitresses or something. I don't know. I just think you need to be attentive. At least, all right. As a waitress, you need to be attentive to your customers' needs. I don't feel that my waitress was very good at checking in with me. Of course, she was fine to stand at the waitress's counter, their workstation, the wet station, and yak to the other waitress that was there about who knows what they were talking about. I don't certainly know. And I had to ask the second person to have my waitress come and serve me, because I ran out of beer. It's a fucking beer store. You don't, a beer restaurant. You don't leave your customers sitting without beer at a beer restaurant. Like, come on. You gotta push the beer, push the beer, push the beer. What's wrong with this waitress? Anyway, so I was not very impressed with my waitress. All right, so let's talk about the fleet. I got to give you my fleet report, because this is all really the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast is about, is my fleet report. I have a new vehicle in my fleet, I'm very proud to tell you. I'm now responsible for a 1999 Chevy S10 pickup truck. I don't get to drive the damn thing, but I sure get to look after it all the time. I'm gonna get in trouble. You know, every time I put out a swipe like that at the Brenda Boo, and I say, oh, I'm gonna get in trouble about this one, I never get anything. She hasn't hit me once. Well, maybe she hit me once, but anyway, so I'm looking after Brenda Boo's truck. I had Mr. Anderson's scooter broke down. My lawnmower died. What else happened? Something else went wonky on me. Oh, I finally got the oil change done on the little green truck with a big heart. So I've been doing a lot of things. Can you hear the rain, ladies and gentlemen? Listen to the rain coming down, pounding down on us on a fucking dreary, drizzly, actually pouring rain Monday. So anyway, I've been getting a lot done. I got the oil change done on little green truck with a big heart. Mr. Anderson's scooter, the starter button died, so the starter button is no longer functioning. So I have had to order a new starter switch, which you've heard about already. So I'm just waiting to be able to get that from the parts store. Then I will be installing that. I did fix Ms. Brenda Boo's, I'm going through a construction site. The workers are yelling at each other about somebody who did not follow protocol and drove through in between cones. People are such idiots. And it's pouring rain. So I worked on Ms. Boo's truck as well, so that's been all resolved. Well, not well. One major problem has been resolved. I'm sure that I've got a laundry list of other things I could be doing to that truck. And then the lawnmower. I got to tell you about the lawnmower. So Mr. Anderson and I got this lawnmower off my father. It's an old clunker from 1975. It's a Tecumseh with about a 20-inch blade. And I went to put gasoline in it for the first lawnmower cutting of the year. And of course, the carburetor and fuel just poured out of the carburetor. So I took it to the friendly lawnmower man, who said it would be $250 to fix. And he said, but I have another lawnmower over here for just a couple hundred dollars. If you would like to purchase that, I'd be happy to sell it to you. So Mr. Anderson has ended up with a nearly brand new lawnmower, a reconditioned Honda engine on a Craftsman mower. With a 21-inch blade, it's bigger is better, as you know. So I'm kind of dying to try out this new lawnmower, because it's been pissing, pouring rain around Vancouver. We've only been able to mow our lawn once this year, which, of course, is not very good, because it's raining all the time. You can't mow your lawn in the rain. So I'm kind of dying to try it. Well, I don't do the lawn, of course. If I did the lawn, it would be done much better than it is normally. In any case, Mr. Anderson will be trying out a new lawnmower in the next week or two, and I'll be happy to report to you about what he thinks of that. Now, I have to issue a, what do they call it when somebody makes a mistake? A retraction. I have to issue a retraction to Toppy Smelly and an apology that I tweeted out about the Honda, a Honda Fit. And I'm often confusing my Honda Fit and my Toyota Yaris. So my apologies to you, Mr. Smelly. You are absolutely correct. I took a picture of a Toyota Yaris in blue, and I tweeted, and in my tweet I called it a Honda Fit, quite incorrectly. So please, please forgive us for our ineptitude. It's just that you know, the Honda Fit, the Toyota Yaris, they're pretty much identical. I mean, if you put the two side by side, you wouldn't be, and if they took the badges off those cars, you wouldn't be able to tell what was what. So, Mr. Toppy Smelly, you are absolutely correct. I apologize for not indicating the proper make and model of your car. I will always think of your Toyota Yaris as a Honda Fit. So expect this mistake to occur once again in the future. So I had another fun experience where when my tooth fell out of my head, I was flossing my teeth and I popped out a crown that I've had for several years. The thing just popped right out of my head. If I was smart, I would have waited until I was around Brenda Boo, and then she could have hit me and I could have popped the tooth out of my head, and then she would have felt really bad. I could have got a whole ton of mileage out of that little thing if I had planned my life a little better. Nonetheless, I got to go to a dentist, and of course they always tell you that your teeth are horrible and you're going to need this and you're going to need that. So I guess I'm going to need a whole onslaught of dental treatments. The traffic is quite bad today. There's a lot of people on the freeway. As you can tell, we're driving on the freeway today in the pouring, pouring rain, and everybody's driving like maniacs. It was as though it was a bright, sunny, clear summer day, and we're all flying around here at 100 kilometers an hour. So I have to tell you about the new saga, the saga for 2015, which is going to be Mr. Anderson's pool. We're starting on a new chapter in our lives, Pinkies. This chapter will be known as the Pool Saga. And I'm telling you now that Mr. Anderson has ordered a pool for the backyard. So I'm going to be spending my spring, I suppose, setting up a pool for us. He claims he's going to look after everything. I won't have to do a thing except for the initial preparation of the site and the initial setup of the pool. And I suspect that I'll be doing a lot of pool water testing and chlorine adding and whatever else it takes to maintain a pool. But no, Mr. Anderson says he'll look after it. So I'm telling you, quite exciting. We're going to be receiving, the new pool is going to arrive tomorrow. So I will have, I guess, in my backyard a bunch of parts and pieces for a new pool to set up for the summer. So Mr. Anderson is quite looking forward to that. And other than that, I don't know, other than the issues that I face on a daily basis with my father, which are wide and varied, And I guess that's all that I've been doing. Making repairs. Going to work. Working a lot. And generally complaining about the level of customer service that I've been receiving. As you can see, everything is normal in the world of the Fey Driver. Oh, goodness me. So now we have had a significant loss in the family at Pride 48 here. A bit of a serious note. I've recently discovered that Urban Guy T.O.'s partner had passed away suddenly, as you probably heard about on Big Fatty. So just a note of condolence to our friend Urban Guy T.O. So sorry to hear about your loss. Very tragic and extremely unexpected. So we are thinking about you, my friend, and hope you and Turnip Head are doing well and making your way through this hard time for you. So sorry to hear about the loss of your partner. So I guess on that note, I will leave you with a bit of music here as I head back to home base, try to get out of this rain. Thank you for listening to the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. I am the Fey Driver. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com.
Thanks for the song, Mr. Knight.